I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of last year. Today, friends and artists, Lori Mast and Peggy Petrie.
So, Lori, one of the things that I always love is meeting other creative people. And the first time I saw you was when you were singing at a friend's house. You were in a small group that sang some folk songs. When you sang individually, your voice really blew me away because you had this willingness to just reach inside and blow it out through your vocal cords. It just filled me up. It just filled me up with joy, and it filled my soul. And I just felt how powerful that was that you were willing to share.
Well, thanks, Peggy. It's funny because I've done music most of my life, but singing was always, that was where I, had my permission to kind of connect with other people and not really hold back. And so it makes me feel so good that there's that connection and you were touched that way, because that's why I do it.
I find it always interesting that other artists really kind of can connect to when their first time they created, what that was like, and whether it was picking up some spoons and playing, using them as drums or a microphone, or whether it was being able to paint something that they didn't know they could paint, or just dancing to the radio. For me, I remember a time when I was about fourth grade, and I went to a new work site that our new house was being built on with my dad. And while I was waiting around for him, I found some clay and I started playing with that and wetting it up and making little figurines. And so by the time we left that day, I had a whole little village of people and pets out of this. And I could get lost for hours like that. And I want to know what it was like for you as a child with music, how that worked for you.
Well, I was around a lot of music. My dad's family were musical. My grandfather on my dad's side was musical. And so I saw all these people doing music, and I just loved it. And so I'd say that was the first time. And then my mom and dad are, of course, champions of me, but they saw something there, too. So, it was that beginning love of music, Watching my dad with all of his family.
I remember one year my parents told us, we aren't going to buy Christmas gifts this year. Everybody has to make their own. And we have seven children in our family.
Wow.
And we all spent probably the 2 months prior to Christmas making things, whether it was macrame or embroidery. But we made all the gifts. And that was my favorite Christmas of all the years I was growing up.
Oh, that's awesome.
That. Yeah. Maybe you'll write me a song one day about me.
You Who never knows? Can tell, I
Maybe.
Tell you.
Maybe I'll do a piece of artwork about you.
I would love that.
Speaking of singing, you wrote a song for a friend. Can you sing a little bit of it?
There she goes, sunlight pouring from her hair. No one knows the pain she covers up in there, in her haunted stare.
That was Peggy Petrie and Lori Mast. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at WUTC.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.